As we continue our broadcast in a familiar face and a familiar voice, Teresa Tui, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
Well, not too bad. And you got a new role here with the dairy industry, don't you?
I do. I am now working as the Integrated Communications Program Manager with Midwest Dairy.
That's one heck of a title.
I know. It's a lot to spit out.
So you're just a few days on the job now, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm starting week four.
Four. Okay.
I'm not good. I lost track. They all blend.
So what's all involved in your role?
So the big part of my role is going to be how to showcase what happens on our farms, our dairy farms across the Midwest to consumers. So part of that will be through social media, some digital elements, video, photo, but really finding a way to take what we do on our farms and broadcast it to a large consumer audience.
And for the folks who recognize your voice, you're with Minnesota Pork for how many years?
3.5.
3.5 years?
I was with them for 3.5 years. Forever a pork advocate, though. I will always be.
And before that, you know what? Dairy, that was your life, too. You grew up on a dairy farm, right?
I did. I grew up on my family's farm near Stuartville, Minnesota. I still go back almost every weekend to hang out with them and spend time on the farm. And was involved in dairy throughout my years with Minnesota Pork. It's always been a very big passion of mine. So I had this opportunity and had to take it. Certainly do miss the people that I worked with at Minnesota Pork. But hey, there's one more pork advocate out there. I didn't know a lot about pork before entering the pork world. So now I can certainly speak to that.
Well, that's cool. It's got to be exciting. And I guess now that role that you mentioned and described, it's no more, I mean, it's ever more important nowadays. And that disconnect is there no matter where you go, right?
Yeah, it's across all branches of agriculture. You know, there's a lot less people farming. You know, before it used to be, oh, my grandpa farms or my uncle farms. Well, not as many people have that opportunity anymore to get that direct connection to the farm. And we've seen that across some of the, you know, the misconceptions and the confusion that people have about different areas in agriculture. And that's why it's ever more important to continue to show what happens on our farms and be the ones that carry that message. You know, we don't need other groups with different interests speaking for us. We need to be out there sharing our story with consumers.
Do you feel farmers are doing a better job? I know there's still some ways to go yet, but are they doing a better job than what we did a year ago?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I think one of the tough things for farmers is they've got so many responsibilities on their plate. Like, it is very difficult to try and do everything. And essentially, that's what you are as a farmer. You're everything for everyone. And so to add one more thing to their plate sometimes gets a little bit more difficult for them to manage that. So that's why we have people in my position that are able to take some of what they're doing, the great things that they're doing, and be the person that pushes it out to a broader audience to take some of that load off of them. But there are certainly a ton of farmers that are out there on social media that are working to share their story and are beginning to realize the importance of being active in different ways, whether it's in your local community, providing tours for your local schools, or being active on social media. I think farmers are definitely continuing to step up their efforts every day.
Now, with social media, we kind of jump in Facebook, Twitter, I mean, everything all into one deal. Do you have some advice? I mean, what can somebody starting out, is there a simple example that you could give, say, start here and go from there? What would you say?
Mm-hmm. So everything is visual these days. People enjoy visual things. So my advice to those that are just starting is to, one, don't jump in head first into everything. So pick one area, especially with social media, that you want to start and get familiar with. So whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, pick one and get familiar with that before diving headfirst into every single channel that you have. And then just be authentic. We need to make sure that you're speaking in your own language, that you're conveying you as a person and your voice. It's really simple. You know, something as simple as taking a picture of you in the tractor, or you and your kids in the tractor, and posting it. It may not seem like it'll have the biggest impact, but it does. It's, again, a visual representation of what is happening on your farm that people can see and begin to develop almost an online relationship with you and your farm and what you're doing.
And that's what I heard, Teresa, too. Consumers want to connect, and they want you to be my dairy farmer. They want you to be my person I go to ask a question. They need that connection, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a human nature. We want connection. And so it's no different for someone that isn't familiar with dairy. They want to be able to connect with their farmers and know who they are, know that they're a good person, see what they're doing. It's the same for me when you start talking about different areas. The people that I go to help me with like computer issues, I go to the people that I know and I connect with and I trust and have developed a relationship with. It's the same with consumers. They just want to build that relationship and know who's raising the food that they are consuming and know that they're a good person.
Teresa, I saved you 13 minutes to talk about the Vikings, so just go.
I don't know if I want to have 13 minutes to talk about the Vikings.
Are there any answers?
You know, Joe, I try to be as optimistic as possible when it comes to this. I don't like to be that. And I just want to say that, like, this season has just been filled with injuries for us. And I'm hoping that the teams that we've seen the past couple weeks is a result of injuries and not a result of our current status as a team. But I do have faith. We're still a great team. It really makes it a lot easier to be a Viking fan when the Packers are also not doing as well.
True.
So
you know it'd be okay to be a Gophers fan if we just stopped the game at halftime.
Oh, I know. Joe, I was at Wisconsin.
I saw that.
I went to the Wisconsin game, and do you know how awesome it was to be a Gopher fan the first, like, three quarters of the game? It was like, we are winning in Madison, and I am here, and this is awesome. And then four interceptions later, it wasn't so awesome.
Yeah, not so cool anymore.
No. Then you become that Minnesota fan.
Just kind of hunch down and walk away.
Yeah, an easy target. You know, you're in gold or maroon in a sea of red. And
so true or false, does the stadium shake when they play that Jump Around song after three quarters?
You know, the seats definitely shake.
They do? Okay, all right.
It does.
That's what I was told.
It was really tough because I didn't want to participate in it, but it looked so much fun.
You just have to, you know?
Like, I really want to jump, but I shouldn't out of principle.
Exactly. Well, Teresa Tui, we appreciate your time. We look forward to staying in touch here now on the dairy side of things.
Oh, thanks so much, Joe. It's great to be here.
How many days till the wedding?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't counted. A couple months.
You don't know?
I don't know.
It's under a year?
Yeah, it's like 4 months.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's in April, but I don't know the exact day count.
I'm sweating for you already. So.
It'll be great. As long as the marriage license is signed, we're fine.
No, everything else is just details.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Perfect. Teresa, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Hey, Brad, we'll send it back to you. We'll come on back for a final segment from the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo.